Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The search for a new general manager of Camplex is underway. The Campbell County Public Land Board has several options, including a search of local applicants and a possible reorganization of the facility's management structure. Contracting a management company to run Camplex has been considered, and so has dividing the general manager's duties, hiring an ag director and a venue events director. It should be noted that the search that resulted in Jeff Esposito's hiring took the better part of 9 months, and the cost of using that same and the cost of using the same executive search firm has doubled. After 35 years with Campbell County, the school district's attorney has retired. Paul Stevens attended his last board meeting Tuesday night. He told the board he'd be winding up his practice in the city over the summer, and he said he'll be renovating a home in Crook County, but will continue to advocate for public education. A four-car crash involving a semi-truck in Colorado Monday afternoon has claimed the lives of five people from Gillette. According to the Colorado State Patrol, a 20-year-old man, a 20-year-old woman, 47-year-old woman, 51-year-old man, and a 3-month-old girl, all from Gillette, died in the collision. The crash involved a semi-truck rear-ending the Ford Edge in which the five were traveling in. That then created a chain reaction crash. Drugs, alcohol, or speeding are not believed to be factors. There have been more instances of vandalism in the city, and Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson believes they are connected to recent reports of spray painting on local businesses. The new vandalism was found on the pool and along with several other instances, all done with the same black paint. Gillette PD continues to investigate. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.